Esi sveicināts Baltijas kalpošanas skolas raidījumā Mācies un māci. Īstā vieta, kur atklāt savu aicinājumu, sagatavoties un to īstenot. Par to arī parunāsim.
Hello to everyone that is listening.
Sveicināti klausītāji.
Today we have a really special program.
Šodien mums ir īpaša programma.
Because he's joining us Colin.
Jo šodien mums ir pievienojies Collins.
Who for the school is part of the present but also part of the history.
Kurš ir daļa no skolas tagadnes, bet arī ļoti liela daļa no skolas vēstures.
Many times we know just a part of the history.
Bieži vien mēs zinām tikai daļu no vēstures.
And maybe for our current students, they just know the teachers that come in this current year.
Un varbūt studentiem, kas pašlaik mācas, viņi zina tikai skolotājus, kas brauc un māca viņus šogad.
But they not always know how this school was created, where it came from, who was key in his starting.
Bet ne visi zina tos skolas sākumus, kuri bija daļa no skolas vēstures un deva tādu atslēgas ieguldījumu skolas tapšanā un attīstībā.
And I believe the person that is in this program today is a key part of the existence of this school.
Un es ticu, ka šīs programmas viesis šodien ir liela daļa no tā, ka skola šobrīd eksistē un pastāv.
Oh, welcome, Colin. Thank you for being with us today.
It's a joy being here.
Sveicināts, Colin. Ir patiesi prieks šeit būt.
So, before to go to the school, I would like to know a little more about you.
Pirms mēs sākam runāt par skolu, es gribētu, lai tu nedaudz pastāsti par sevi.
So, how will you introduce yourself?
Kā tu sevi iepazīstināt?
Yeah, I'm from England, obviously. Live near the city of Manchester.
Es esmu no Anglijas, dzīvoju tuvu Manchesterai.
And I was born again when I was 16 years of age.
Es jaunpiedzimu, kad man bija 16 gadi.
But I need to add to that I grew up in the church.
Bet man jāpiemin, ka es uzaugu draudzē.
It was only when I was 16 I fully understood.
Bet tad, kad man bija 16, es sapratu pa īstam.
And since then, of course, I married Judith, my wife.
Un kopš tā brīža es esmu precējies ar savu sievu Judīti.
We will celebrate our 52nd wedding anniversary
Mēs
this year.
Šogad svinēsim savu 52. Gada dienu.
I have a son, Matthew, who's just turned 49.
Man ir dēls Matejs, kuram tikko palika 49 gadi.
Makes me sound old, doesn't it? But I'm not.
Izklausās, ka esmu vecs, bet tas tā nav.
Well, not in heart, anyway.
Vismaz ne sirdī.
So it's interesting because you say you came from a Christian family.
Ir interesanti, jo tu saki, ka tu esi nācis no kristīgas ģimenes.
But just because of that didn't mean that you were just Christian because of it.
Bet tas nenozīmē, ka tieši tādēļ tu kļūji par kristieti.
There was a specific time for you to understand it.
Bija īpašs laiks, kad tu to saprati.
And you have been serving God for many years also.
Un arī dzen, tu esi kalpojis Dievam daudzus gadus.
So I believe there was also a specific time when you understood that for your life, this calling.
Un tas nozīmē, ka arī bija īpašs brīdis, kad tu saprati šo aicinājumu savai dzīvei.
What can you tell us about it?
Ko tu vari pasāstīt par to?
Yeah, my father was a lover of God.
Jā, mans tēvs ļoti mīlēja Dievu.
My mom went to church, but I don't know how deep all of that went for her.
Mana mamma apmeklēja draudzi, bet es nezinu, cik dziļi tas bija viņai.
But my dad had me attend church and I went to probably the largest charismatic Pentecostal church in England of its day.
Un mans tēvs lika man apmeklēt draudzi, un, manuprāt, es apmeklēju tājā laikā lielāko vasaras svētku draudzi.
And as I said, it was 16 when I suddenly, my eyes were opened.
Un kā jau teicu, 16 gados mans acis atvērās.
And then, of course, I married my wife Judith, who was one of the pianists in the church.
Un tad es arī aprecējos ar savu sievu, kura arī bija viena no dedzīgākajiem draudzē.
We'd been married a couple of years when the pastor of the church asked me to take on the youth.
Mēs pāris gadus jau bijām precēti, kad mācītājs mūs aicināja pārņemt jauniešu kalpošanu.
In those days we weren't called youth pastors, we were just youth workers or leaders.
Tajā laikā mēs netikām saukti par jauniešu mācītājiem, bet gan par vienkārši jauniešu kalpotājiem.
But I realized God's calling on my life some years later.
Bet tikai pāris gadus vēlāk es sapratu Dieva aicinājumu par savu dzīvi.
I'm going to say 3 or 4 years after we started running the youth.
Es teiktu 3 vai 4 gadus pēc tam, kad mēs jau vadījām jauniešu kalpošanu.
We had had a great visitor in the church, a great preacher.
Mums draudzē viesojās brīnišķīgs sludinātājs.
Interestingly enough, he had grown up in the church as a young man himself.
Pārsteidzoši, ka arī viņš uzauga draudzē.
But at this point he was working in South Africa.
Bet tajā laikā viņš strādāja Dienvidāfrikā.
And after his ministry, I realized something was happening to me.
Un pēc viņa kalpošanas pie mums es sapratu, ka kaut kas manī ir mainījies.
And that was the start of what I believe was the call of God on my life at that point.
Un tas bija tāds sākums, ko es saprotu, kā Dieva aicinājumu par manu dzīvi.
So we have a young family serving as youth leaders in Manchester.
Un tātad mums ir jauna ģimene, kas kalpo draudzē Manchesterā.
Something that God starts you in light in your hearts.
Kaut kas, ko Dievs sāk iedegt jūsu dzīvēs.
And which year we are speaking about?
Par kuru gadu mēs runājam?
I guess we're looking at, I can't remember exactly, but around about 77 maybe.
Es nevaru atcerēties precīzi, bet aptuveni 77.
So,
gads.
How you end up in this part of the world?
Un jautājums, kā tu nonāci šajā pasaules malā?
How was that connection?
Kā veidojās šī saistība?
Well, I was now pastoring a church in Manchester, in one of the suburbs of the city. And it was during that time that a friend of mine invited me to get involved with a missions organization that were working in what we used to term as Eastern Europe, I guess Central Europe now.
Jā, mēs bijām mācītāji vienā no Manchesteras ciemiem, un kāds cits mācītājs mūs uzaicināja kalpot, ko mēs saucam par Āzijas rietumiem.
Mainly working in those days, working in what used to be called Yugoslavia, now in separate countries.
Galvenokārt strādājot, ko mēs kādreiz saucām par Jugoslāviju.
And also in Poland.
Un arī Polijā.
And that was the start of my overseas ministry.
Un tas bija tāds sākums manai otrpus okeāna kalpošanai.
So, at that time in your life, how much you knew about Latvia?
Tajā laikā, cik daudz tu zināji par Latviju?
I knew very little about Latvia.
Par Latviju zināju diezgan maz tajā brīdī.
I knew very little about Estonia, where I've also spent many years working.
Zināju arī diezgan maz par Igauniju, kur tajā laikā kalpoju.
And I could feel confident to say that now Latvia is got caught part of your heart.
Es varētu droši teikt, ka es redzu, ka tagad Dievs savā ziņā pievērsa tavu daļu sirds Latvijai, ka daļa tava sirds pieder Latvijai.
Maybe
tagad.
Probably you lost the count of how many times you came to this country.
Varbūt jau ir apjucis skaits, cik reizes tu esi bijis Latvijā.
Do you know how many?
Vai zini?
I've probably been coming for the past 27 years maybe, but I wouldn't know how to count how many times in that 27 years I've been, but a good number.
Es droši vien esmu braucis uz Latviju jau nu jau vairāk kā 27 gadus, bet būtu grūti saskaitīt tieši, cik daudz reizes esmu braucis.
I will say what Latvia means for you now and why you keep coming back.
Jautājums ir, ko Latvija tev nozīmē un kāpēc tu turpini tajā atgriezties?
You know, a lot of people talk about missions and missionaries and they talk about, you know, God calling you to a country.
Daudzi runā par misionāriem un to, kā Dievs aicina misionārus kalpot kādā valstī.
I've never felt that was my calling.
Es nekad īsti nejūtu, ka tas bija mans aicinājums.
I've gone and promised God I would go wherever he opened the doors to me.
Bet es esmu viņam solījis, ka es došos tur, kur viņš man atvērs durvis doties.
And I was ministering in Estonia.
Un es kalpoju Igaunijā.
And I was invited to come to a church in Latvia.
Un es biju uzaicināts braukt uz arī uz draudzi Latvijā.
That was my first trip.
Tas bija mans pirmais ceļojums.
It wasn't the best experience.
Nebija pati lieliskākā pieredze.
And maybe 2 years later, we connected with Pastor Danny and Damaris in Belarus, in Minsk, Belarus.
Un aptuveni 2 gadus vēlāk mēs iepazināmies ar mācītājiem Danielu un Damarisu Pedrazām. Tas gan notika Baltkrievijā, Minskā.
They had just moved to Latvia.
Viņi nesen kā bija pārcēlušies uz Latviju.
They invited us to come.
Viņi uzaicināja arī mūs viesoties.
And then we were ministering in just outside of Pskov. It wouldn't come to me. In Pskov, just outside of St. Petersburg in Russia.
Un tad mēs kalpojām nedaudz ārpus St. Petersburgas.
And at that conference I met Pastor Andrei from Bauska.
Un tajā pat konferencē es iepazinos ar mācītāju Andreju no Bauskas.
And between Pastor Andrei and Pastor Danny, they set it up for us to come again.
Un kaut kur starp Andreja Zalucki un mācītāju Danielu, viņi mūs uzaicināja atkal viesoties šeit.
That's 25 years ago.
Tas bija 25 gadus atpakaļ.
I've come every year since.
Un es esmu braucis kopš tā laika.
And that's because of the people.
Un tas lielākoties ir dēļ cilvēkiem.
I fell in love not just with the place.
Es iemīlējos ne tikai pašā vietā.
But my heart was won over to the people.
Bet mana sirds savā ziņā tika uzvarēta, ja, cilvēkiem.
So you have said that you have a young spirit.
Tu minēji, ka tev ir jauns gars.
But with gray hair and a lot of experience.
Bet ar sirmiem matiem un lielu pieredzi.
So in a really young time you start to serve God.
Un tu sāki kalpot Dievam jau jaunā vecumā.
And that happened a long time ago.
Un tas notika jau ilgu laiku atpakaļ.
So after all these years of ministry serving God.
Un pēc visiem šiem gadiem kalpošanā.
When you look back into everything that happened.
Kad tu atskaties uz visu to, kas ir piedzīvots.
Which kind of reflection came to your mind? How you see all this time invested in serving God?
Kā tu atskaties un kādas domas tev rosās, kad tu pārdomā šo piedzīvoto laiku?
I think if I go back to my first trip to Poland.
Manuprāt, ja es atskatos uz savu pirmo braucienu uz Poliju.
And we ministered in some churches through the 2 weeks that we were there.
Kur mēs kalpojām vairākās draudzēs to 2 nedēļu laikā.
It was as if God spoke to me.
Tas bija it kā Dievs uz mani runāja.
And I was challenged.
Un es biju izaicināts.
That no matter how often I came.
Ka lai arī cik bieži es brauktu.
I couldn't minister into all the churches.
Es nevarētu kalpot visās draudzēs.
Would have been a physical impossibility for me. From Manchester.
Tas vienkārši fiziski nebūtu iespējams man no Manchesteras.
And I realized the Lord talking to me about touching the lives of the leaders who then go back to their congregations and impart something there.
Un Dievs uz manu sirdi runāja un aicināja mani kalpot tajā vietā līderiem, lai pēc tam viņi atgrieztos uz savām draudzēm un kalpošanām un nodotu to visu tālāk savai draudzē.
And that is what really stands out to me over the last whole number of years, is the fact that God has used me to help leaders.
Un tas ir tas, kas man ir ļoti iespiedies atmiņā, ka Dievs man ir lietojis, lai es palīdzētu līderiem.
It's really interesting because when we think about ministry, sometimes we can get different ideas.
Ļoti interesanti, jo kad mēs domājam par kalpošanu, mums var būt dažādas idejas par to.
But from what you say is mainly about people.
Bet no tā, ko es dzirdu tevi sakām, tas lielākoties ir par cilvēkiem.
Not as much as what we can do alone.
Ne tik daudz, ko mēs varam izdarīt vieni paši.
But in this connection, in this relationship.
Bet šajās attiecībās, šajā attiecībās starp cilvēkiem.
How you can minister to some people that connect with others and create a whole network and the blessing is bigger than what we can plan.
Kā tu vari kalpot pāris cilvēkiem, kuri pēc tam vēlāk kalpo atkal citiem un ir vesels svētību tīkls.
And from all this year, there is any experience that you keep like a mark in your heart, something that you cannot forget?
Un vai no šiem gadiem ir palicis atmiņā kāds notikums, ko tu turi dziļi sirdī, kas ir iespiedies atmiņā?
I guess there are several.
Es domāju, ka ir vairāki.
You get to my age, you've had a lot of opportunity to experience things in the Lord.
Kad nonāc līdz manam vecumam, tad ir daudz izdevību piedzīvot lietas ar kungu.
But I was sharing with the students this morning.
Tas, ko es šorīt dalījos ar studentiem.
I can take you to the night and the time when I got saved.
Es varu atgriezties tajā naktī, tajā laikā, kurā es tiku glābts.
Even though I grew up in church.
Kaut gan es uzaugu draudzē.
I was 16 before I figured it.
Man bija 16 gadi, līdz es to sapratu.
So that's my starting point.
Tas ir mans sākumpunkts.
But I remember the prayer meeting on a Friday night in our little back room of the church.
Bet es atceros to lūkšanu vakaru piekdienā mūsu draudzītē.
Getting filled with the Holy Spirit.
Kad es tiku piepildīts ar Svēto Garu.
Never look back.
Nekad neskatījos vairs atpakaļ.
Full of the Holy Ghost today.
Pilns ar Svēto Garu šodien.
Often feel like the Apostle Paul, I speak in tongues more than you all.
Diezgan bieži jūtos kā apustuls Pāvils, kurš saka, es runāju mēlēs vairāk par jums visiem.
I love the power of the Holy Spirit upon me and in me.
Man ļoti patīk Svētā Gara spēks pār mani un manī.
But then I can remember many moments in ministry.
Bet tad es varu arī atcerēties ļoti daudz notikumus kalpošanā.
I'll never forget an evening in the Ukraine.
Es nekad neaizmirsīšu vakaru Ukrainā.
I'm talking a long time ago.
Es runāju par ilgu laiku atpakaļ.
Pre-perestroika.
Pirms perestroikas.
So we go back a long time.
Mēs atgriežamies tālu pagātnē.
My first time there.
Manu pirmo laiku tur.
Great church in the city of Lutsk.
Brīnišķīga draudze pilsētā Lutska.
And no advertisement about us being there. We were from the west, so it was limited.
Nekādas reklāmas par mūsu esamību tur, jo mēs bijām no rietumiem un tas bija ļoti ierobežots.
We had difficulty with the translation.
Mums bija arī sarežģījumi ar tulkošanu.
Limited as that was.
Ierobežots, lai arī cik tas būtu ierobežots.
There was a lady came out for prayer.
Sieviete iznāca priekšā ar aizlūgumu, viņai bija kruķi.
And I'll never forget her words to us.
Un es nekad neaizmirsīšu viņas teikto mums.
She told us that she'd been laying bed the night before.
Viņa mums teica, ka viņa iepriekšējā naktī gulēja gultā.
And these were her words, not mine.
Un tie bija viņas vārdi, ne manējie.
That an angel came and stood at the end of her bed.
Ka eņģelis stāvēja pie viņas gultas.
And told her to go to the church in the town.
Un teica, lai viņa dodas uz draudzi tajā pilsētā.
Because there would be some men from the west there the next night.
Jo tajā vakarā tur būs vīrietis no rietumiem.
But these were in the days when they didn't advertise us coming.
Bet tie bija laiki, kad nebija nekāds reklāmas par mūsu braukšanu tur.
And then with the pastors, we were the last ones leaving the building. There was a lot of people there that night.
Un tad kopā ar mācītājiem mēs bijām pēdējie, kas atstāja šīs draudzes telpas vakara noslēgumā, jo tur bija sākotnēji ļoti daudz cilvēki.
And seeing her crutches stood at the pulpit.
Un redzot viņu stāvam pie kanceles ar kruķiem.
She had gone home without them.
Viņa aizgāja mājās bez tiem.
Even with the limitations of the language.
Līdz ar visiem valodas ierobežojumiem.
Just realizing that it's not about us, it's all about God.
Vienkārši aptverot to, ka tas nav par mums, bet tas ir par Dievu.
And seeing that night the power of heaven come down.
Un redzēt vienkārši tajā vakarā debesis nonākam.
That's just one of the many instances that will always stay with me.
Un tā ir tikai viena no tādiem īpašiem notikumiem, kas vienmēr paliks ar mani.
There is something that is beautiful how things can appear for us and how we can look it from God's perspective.
Ir interesanti, kā lietas var notikt ar mums un mēs tās varam redzēt no Dieva perspektīvas.
And you told that the moment that marked your heart and changed your life forever.
Un tu teici, ka tās notikums, kas mainīja tavu sirdi mūžam,
was one prayer night in your church, right?
Bija viena vakara lūkšana tavā draudzē.
And in many churches the prayer night is like the smaller attendance service.
Un bieži vien draudzē šī vakara lūkšana ir vismazāk apmeklētājs notikums.
It's really normal to go with low expectation. It's like one more meeting from others in a really small service.
Ir diezgan normāli doties ar mazām ekspektācijām tur kā vienu no mazajiem notikumiņiem draudzē.
But from God's perspective, that was like a really important night.
Bet no Dieva skata punkta tas bija ļoti nozīmīgs vakars.
And many years after we see the blessing of that night.
Un daudzus gadus vēlāk mēs redzam šo svētību pēc šī vakara.
And many kilometers away, many years after.
Un daudzus kilometrus tālāk un daudzus gadus vēlāk.
Even Latvia was blessed about the obedience in that night.
Pat Latvija saņēma šo svētību no šī vakara, paklausības vakara.
And we know that your involvement was a key part of the beginning of this school.
Un mēs zinām, ka tava iesaiste bija atslēga šīs skolas vēsturē.
Many years after we can see the marks in this place of like your marks.
Daudzas gadus vēlāk mēs varam redzēt tavus nospiedumus šajā skolā.
So how was that beginning? How that idea start to grow?
Kā sāka augt šī ideja darboties skolā?
I guess it comes from the fact that I've always had a heart to train leaders.
Es domāju, ka tā sākne ir manā sirds vēlmē vienmēr mācīt līderus.
I've always believed in more than just the pastor.
Es esmu ticējis tam, kad darbu veic vairāk kā tikai mācītājs.
I've always believed in a team functioning together.
Es uzskatu, ka ir svarīga, ka komanda funkcionē kopā.
And therefore from that came a desire to always want to impart something into others.
Un no tā radās šī vēlme vienmēr kaut ko ieguldīt citos.
And I think here there had been a school already for many years.
Un manuprāt, ka šeit jau iepriekš vairākus gadus bija skola.
But if I'm not wrong, it was Brother Terence Hall that was leading that at some point in the past.
Jā, tajā laikā brālis Terence Halls bija vadītājs šajā skolā.
But it had come to an end.
Bet tam bija laiks beigties.
And Brother Danny Pedraza felt the call of God to come and rekindle.
Un brālim Danielam Pedrazam bija šis aicinājums to atjaunot.
And I agreed.
Un es piekritu.
To come and assist wherever I could.
nākt un piedalīties jebkur, kur varēju.
I guess I'm just one of many that have ministered into the school and put finance into it over the years.
Droši vien es esmu viens no daudzajiem, kurš ir piedalījies, arī finansiāli atbalstījis skolu daudz gadu garumā.
One of the things I always remember is recognizing that the heat was going out of the building through the roof.
Viena no lietām, ko es atceros, kad mēs sapratām, ka siltums no skolas iziet caur jumtu.
So I raised the funds and we put the felt, the, you know, the insulation into the roof space.
Jā, un līdz ar to es savācu ziedojumus, lai mēs varētu nosiltināt jumtu.
And just, you know, those little impartations that one is able to do through the many years and help wherever we could.
Un šādi ieguldījumi, ko mēs katrs varam no savas puses izdarīt skolas labā.
I love bringing guys from Estonia that I was working with from the Village of Hope in Estonia, my good friend Bishop Mark Vehi, and it was great bringing some of those guys here.
Man bija arī prieks paņemt līdzi un atvest uz šejieni brāļus no draudzes jeb organizācijas Cerības ciems, un mēs daudz lieliskus darbus kopā šeit paveicām arī Igaunijas mācītājiem.
So those are the things that I remember playing a part in and just thrilled today that it's still moving on and developing under your leadership with Mario and Julia. It's just a delight to see all of that grow and develop and thank God for that.
Un tas ir vienkārši dažas lietas, ko es atceros, kuras varēju būt par daļu, un man vienkārši ir liels prieks redzēt, kā tas viss turpina attīstīties tagad, kad par direktoriem ir Mauro un Jūlija, un vienkārši redzēt un priecāties par to, ko kungs dara.
So, thanks, Colin. It's have been a pleasure to listen.
Paldies tev, Colin. Bija patiesi prieks klausīties.
We are reaching the end of our program.
Mūsu programma tuvojas noslēgumam.
But you have been teaching here since like many years ago, since the first years.
Bet jau no pirmajiem skolas gadiem tu šeit esi vienmēr braucis un mācījis.
And probably for you it's normal today to meet many former students.
Un droši vien tev jau ir ierasts atbraucot šeit satikt kādu no iepriekšējā gada studentiem.
And just thinking in maybe people that they are considering or not study here.
Un domājot par cilvēkiem, kuri varbūt domā arī mācīties šajā skolā.
What you can say about the impact of the school in the life of that people?
Ko tu vari teikt par skolas ietekmi uz šo cilvēku dzīvēm?
I guess, you know, from that perspective, it is the impartation of the teaching that they receive hopefully and prayerfully strengthens their walk with the Lord.
Es domāju, ka galvenokārt tas ir šo visu mācību ieguldījums un saistot to ar lūkšanām un cerību, ka tas viņiem dos spēku tālākajā kalpošanā.
But not just that, the growing together while they're here as students.
Bet ne tikai tas, bet arī pieaugšana kopā, kad viņi šeit mācās kā studenti.
Not all of them will be called into full-time ministry.
Ne visi no viņiem tiks aicināti pilna laika kalpošanā.
But hopefully they go back to their home churches and serve the Lord there with their leadership.
Bet es ceru, ka ik viens no viņiem atgriezīsies savās draudzēs un tur turpinās kalpot šajā komandā.
One of the greatest things I encourage them.
Visbrīnišķīgākais ir tas, ka es viņus iedrošinu.
As I would do with anybody listening today.
Kā es darītu arī ikvienu, kurš klausās.
Stay full of the Holy Spirit.
Palieciet pilni Svētā Gara.
Let God's word penetrate your life and all that you do for him.
Ļaujiet, lai Dieva vārds caurstrāvo visu jūs, tad, kad jūs darat lietas priekš viņa.
Thank you very much, Colleen.
Paldies, liels, Colleen.
Until our next program.
Un līdz nākamai tikšanās reizēm.
Tu klausījies Baltijas kalpošanas skolas raidījuma Mācies un māci. Dieva gudrībā un viņa vadībā tevai dzīvei ir nozīme.